Wednesday night and the day of the Torah, Rabbi Chaim Litwin.
Evening. This year, everybody I'm sure knows already that Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. What happens if somebody wakes up Shabbos morning and he realizes he's forgot to go to the Rav to sell his chometz? He's got chometz that belongs to him. So if it's a little bit of something, a bit of bread, he can dispose of it, however, throw it, flush it down the toilet, wherever it is, dispose of it. But imagine he's got an expensive bottle of whiskey. And he doesn't want to throw it down. Oh, so one person said to me, what's the big shayla? Just drink it.
He's called a Gentile.
That's right, yeah. So one person said to me, what's the big problem? Just drink it. But it's an expensive bottle. Somebody told me they were recently in the shop and they saw over there there was a whiskey for sale. It didn't have a label on it. And it just said underneath, if you're going to ask the price of this whiskey, you can't afford it. Basically, he had an expensive bottle of whiskey and he doesn't want to waste it if he doesn't have to. Does he have a way out on Pesach morning? What can he do with his whiskey? The Mishnah in Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, says, Ein makdishin b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to be makdish something on Shabbos for the Mikdosh, not Bet HaKabayis, no Hekdish. One cannot be makdish on Shabbos something for Hekdish. Says the Gemara Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the reason one cannot be makdish on Shabbos is because of a gzera mishum mekach memka. Mekach memka is not allowed on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't need to be makdish either. We don't need to do the transaction of being makdish a chifetz, because it's similar to a transaction of being of selling something. And that's not allowed on Shabbos. Why is that not allowed on Shabbos? Says Rashi, the reason is, one may come to write a shtar mechira. If you're making a transaction between two people, you may come to write a shtar mechira, and we don't want that on Shabbos for sure. And therefore, gzera mekach memka, we don't even let a person be makdish something on Shabbos. What do we see from here? We see from here Chazal asked to make a kinyan on Shabbos because we worry the person will come to write. The Rambam writes, the Issa is both on the Moicha and the Lekeach, both the person selling and the person buying. It's also for them to do a transaction on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, adds on, besides the fact that there's an Issa of Mekach HaMemka of making a transaction of sale on Shabbos, it's also Osa to give a Matana to somebody on Shabbos. Right? It's matana is also a transaction, although it's not between two people doing a deal between them. But it's a kinyan, and therefore it's also for one to give a matana to somebody on Shabbos. And Mishmur says it's similar to a mekach memka because it's going from one person's rishus into another person's rishus. So too, not only is a matana also on Shabbos, so too to be mafke, a chifat on Shabbos. Somebody has something on Shabbos and he wants to be mafke for everybody else. So too is also not allowed on Shabbos because again it's going out from his rishus, becoming available to everybody, and therefore we don't allow that on Shabbos. Just speaking about hefka on Shabbos, if somebody wants to chuck something, let's say in a place where there's an eruv, and he wants to go and chuck his stuff in the rishus harabim, an empty bottle, which will automatically become hefka, he's throwing it into a bin, wherever it is, it will automatically, that is not a problem, because he's not being mafker it, he's throwing it out. The fact that it will become hefka, that's not a problem. And a second thing, that if one wants to be zeicha from hefka, meaning there is an article of hefka lying somewhere, on Shabbos, one is allowed to be zeicha from hefka. Although one cannot be mafke, one is allowed to be zeicha from hefka. A very interesting shayla that comes up this year. We all know that we do bdikas chometz on Thursday night, and we do sreifas chometz Friday morning, by the time we normally do it on a normal year, although it's only Yud Gimel. But it says that we don't do bittel chometz. Bittel chometz we don't do on Friday morning.
Why don't you do bittel chometz?
Because we're still going to use the chometz on Friday afternoon and Shabbos morning. So we don't do bittel chometz on Friday morning. When do we do bittel chometz this year? Shabbos morning, after the person's eaten his meal, sas malachile, finished eating, gets rid of all his chometz, and then he says, kol chamir v'chamir. The problem is, amazing. Simchas asked the kasher, one cannot be mafkir on Shabbos. So how can we do bittel chometz Shabbos morning if you're not allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos? Yeah, you can. If you have the chometz in front of you, chuck it down the toilet. But the chometz you don't have in front of you, you don't know where it is, we do bittel. How can we do bittel on Shabbos? So the Ramban, in the beginning of Psochim, actually brings this as a raya. There's a big machlekes Rashi in the beginning of Psochim. What is bittel chometz? Is bittel chometz that you're mafkir your chometz? I have chometz. It belongs to me. It's worth money. And I'm mafkir it. I'm making it available to everybody. It's still worth the same amount of money. I'm making it available to whoever wants to come and take it. Or is bittel chometz that I am making the chometz that I have not available to everybody, it's just I'm making it worthless. I am saying this chometz is ka'afra, the ara, it's not worth nothing to me. Yeah? So the Ramban brings a raya from here, from the fact that we see the on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, that we all do bittul on Shabbos, and hefka is not allowed on Shabbos. The Ramban brings a raya, muz zainas, bittul chometz is not hefka. Bittul chometz is posha, a bittul of making it worth nothing. That's the Ramban's raya. You're right. First of all, the Torah is not mechayev bittul. If somebody's mevayah the chometz, it's also good. So you can throw it down the toilet. But etzim in the right is no chiyuv bittul. Bittul is only if you have chometz, you have to mevayah it. The Ramban says the Ramban's got a way out. The Ramban says the bittul is not hefka. It's bittul, and that could be on Shabbos. He doesn't have to. That's his. Amazing. That's what most people do to Moshe. How do you know? Oh, right. You gave it to a Gentile. Well done. Okay, so. That's the Ramban's right. The Ramban brings the right from there that Muzzan and Bittul Chometz is not hefka because one is not allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos. What do we do? The other is Shainim. There's a whole pack of them that hold that Bittul is hefka. How can we do this year on Shabbos morning do Bittul Chometz? Bittul Chometz. The Maisa, regarding the Shaila of giving a Matana on Shabbos, we said before the Chazal Medik Zera, one must not give a Matana to somebody on Shabbos. The Ran asks the Meridik Akasha. There's a Gemara and Beitza. The Gemara says, if one forgot to make Erev Tavshilin, he's holding now Friday, it's Yom Tov, it's Erev Shabbos, and he forgot to make Erev Tavshilin, he's got no food for Shabbos. He hasn't cooked any food for Shabbos, what does he do? So the Gemara says, if there was no Rav in that town, he had not what to be said, very good, and what can one do? One's alone. Yeah. So what does he do? The Gemara says, he takes his flour, or whatever he's got, his uncooked food, he's makne it to his friend, who did make a Erev Tavshilin, and then his friend cooks it for him and gives it back. Ask the Ram, how can you give kemach to your friend to cook for you? It's a matana on, even if it's a matana on Shabbos is also. That's the Ram's kasha. How can the Gemara say, yeah, it actually, for some people, be mechalik, the Yom Tov could be different, or pashtas, the most people take on the Yom Tov Shabbos is the same. But etzim on Yom Tov is also true of Mechira. They want to say maybe Yom Tov is lack, but etzim Yom Tov, the same halach as etzim go for Yom Tov. Like upon that, the Ron's kasha. How can you say makna the chomet? You can't. You makna the food for Yenna to cook for you because he made an erev tavshilin. You can't be makna on Shabbos and matana to somebody else. Says the modcha. Modcha comes along. The Ron says one pshat. The modcha comes along and says a pshat that the heta to be makna your kemach, your food to somebody to cook for you, is because it's the tzerich mitzvah. And the Tzerech Mitzvah, one is allowed to give a matana on Shabbos. That is the Matzah's Chiddush, and he brings a Rai. He says also, you'll find often on Sukkot, there was times when they only had one loaf and Esrog for the whole Kehillah. What did they do? And it has to be yours. Each one did matana and asked it to the next one, and that's how they went through. And plenty of people do it today. Somebody wants his friend's loaf, if he didn't have it, to go on and give it to a child, give it to this. What's the hit? So he just brings a raya. We see also on Sukkot the same thing, that the Tzerech Mitzvah, one is allowed to be makna matona to somebody else, the Tzerech Mitzvah. No. So the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings this down. Mishnah Berurah says that to give a matona on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Tzerech Mitzvah on the Tzerech Shabbos is allowed. Well, on the topic, the Mishnah Berurah adds on that there was a minhag they used to give a present to a chosn you can see exactly when it was, but they used to give a present to a chosn on Shabbos. The chosn used to speak and they'd give him a present. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that minig that there was is in a nothing, because we just decided to discuss now that giving a maton on Shabbos is not allowed unless it's a mitzvah, and therefore, why are you giving a present to a chosn? It's in a nothing, that minig, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Maaseh, Reb Kiva Eiger already brings down this minig. Reb Kiva Eiger in Shabbos, Daf Samach, and Kedushim Kiva brings down the minig. There was a minig to give a matana to the chosn that was derish on Shabbos. So Reb Nissim Karelitz wants to answer, he wants to say, if the chasna was on Shabbos, and it was a zman of simchas chosn, so by giving him a present, you're doing a mitzvah of simchas chosn, you're allowed to give it on Shabbos. And that, Mishnah Berurah said, in Enoch was talking about when it was before the chasna, after the chasna, it wasn't a zman, there was a mitzvah, emes a mitzvah of simchas chosn, and therefore he says, in Enoch to give a present to the chosn on Shabbos. Some places have a minig, they give a bar mitzvah boy a present on Shabbos, different shuls, different zachen. So, lechatchila, what do you do over there? You can't give him a ton on Shabbos. So, lechatchila, once we makne it, before Shabbos, buying aliyahs comes into exactly the same thing. Is it mekcha memcha? So some people don't sell aliyahs, and then it's a terech mitzvah, whatever it is, buying aliyahs also comes into the same shaita. It's a good shaita. You're giving a bottle of wine. You're giving it a matana. You're giving it a matana. Yeah, if you're going to use it the meal together, you're going to have to drink it. So, if it's a Suda shop, it's going to open it then. So, lechair would be allowed. If you're giving it a matana as a present for somebody inviting you, what we're going to say now would probably be the best. Either you mazak it to them through somebody else before Shabbos. That means you go to. Oh, so if. So the same thing with bar mitzvah present. Either you mazak it to somebody before Shabbos for the bar mitzvah, and then you're just giving it to him, the matana that really happened before. If not, you should tell the person only be zeicher in it after Shabbos. Nechatchila, one should only, you can give it to them on Shabbos and say, it's a pekodin by you till Matzah Shabbos. A lot of people do matonis levyonim, they only give matonis levyonim baby yom, they come out, they say, it's a pekodin by you till Purim, and then you should be zeicher in it. So also you can say, it's for you. There's no use. You're showing him on Shabbos when you're coming for your meal that you're acknowledging the fact we invited you, and you're showing him what you want to give him, but the etzem kinyan will happen after Shabbos. Okay. So now that we've come to this at the Tzorech Mitzvah, exactly that's what we're coming to now. Now that we've come to this at the Tzorech Mitzvah, one can give a matona on Shabbos. So too, one can be mafki on Shabbos at Tzorech Mitzvah. And since there's a Tzorech Mitzvah over here, we want to make sure we don't have any chometz in our Rosh. So therefore, even though it's Shabbos morning, one can do bittel chometz on Shabbos, even if it's going to be hefka. To reiterate, mekach or memka, a proper sale, a transaction between two people, will still blive also on Shabbos, even the Tzorech Mitzvah. So what will we mati? So we mati matana, and we mati hefka on Shabbos. Those are allowed the Tzorech Mitzvah, but a mekach or memka, a sale, a transaction between two people, is still also on Shabbos, even the Tzorech Mitzvah. So now let's come back to our shayla. Somebody wakes up Shabbos morning, and he realizes he hasn't sold his chometz. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's poshut. If you've sold your chometz and that goes in the transaction, so you just put it in the cupboard. Well, we're going to come to that in a second. Hopefully, we'll have time. We'll come to that shayla when the actual transaction is chal. If the transaction is chal before Shabbos, it doesn't help you to put it in the cupboard now. It wasn't nichlal. It wasn't included in that sale. If it's going to be chal later, then on Shabbos but before Shabbos Easter, then you can. That would be an idea. Right. So what does one do? One wakes up Shabbos morning. One realizes he hasn't sold his chometz. He's got an expensive bottle of whiskey. So he can definitely give it to a goy. Because, again, although it's a matona, although it's a kinyan, we said the matona to give to a goy as a present is allowed to terech mitzvah. So you can give it to a goy if you want. Mishnah Berurah even adds on, you can even give it to a goy that he knows very well, and he knows very likely this goy is going to return it to him after Pesach. He's got his worker in the office, or his worker wherever he is, and the worker knows he can't have it. It's a complete matona, it belongs to the goy, but he knows after Pesach this goy very likely is going to give it back to him. You can do that on Shabbos.
Wait,
you want to get rid of your. This also getting rid of it. The bite you can be invited how you want.
What? The non-Jew has to serve. You say you allow him to serve mitzvah. Why is the serve mitzvah here to give it to the goy?
The Tzorech mitzvah is to get rid of it. You chose to find this way to get rid of it. You're doing it in the Tzorech Mitzvah. You're right, you've got another way out, but you're doing it in the Tzorech Mitzvah. It's a very good kasha. I had a kasha, Sunday yesterday, this kasha hit me. And the maisa, you are doing this transaction to get out. It's one of the ways of bittul chometz is giving it away. You can. If you put down the thing, you can do that as well.
It's not Tzorech Mitzvah, it's giving it to the
goy. The Tzorech Mitzvah is to get rid of your chometz.
So, put down the thing.
What's your option? Yeah, exactly. The maisa, it's mutter the Tzorech Mitzvah. It's the kasha is a very good kasha. It's mutter the Tzorech Mitzvah. Therefore, now I've got one. The Tzorech Mitzvah smutters me to give it to go, or I can put it down the sink. It's not. I haven't got a way out. The maisa by me giving it to the goy, I've got rid of my chomet. So I've done a mitzvah by doing it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. This kasha bothered me yesterday suddenly. One second.
So if I finish to choose it back, would he say yes or no? Would he say yes?
Yeah. That depends how good a friend he is of yours, Moshe, if he wants to give it back to you or not. Hopefully not on Pesach, after Pesach maybe.
Can we have that now?
After Pesach, you can ask him.
No,
So, if a person, the Meister, has got a very expensive bottle and he's worried that maybe the goy will not return it after Pesach, and he really much wants it. So the Mishnah Berurah says there are some achrayim that say that you can even sell it to a goy, mekachememkan Shabbos, because, and I don't understand this svara. If anybody understands it, please come back to me. The Mishnah Berurah brings a svara because lemaisa he's not trying to do a mekachememka; he's just trying to get out of the issur chometz. So therefore, he brings some. I don't know. I can read out Lashon Mishnah Berurah for you. Mishnah Berurah is. He's scared to give it a ton, he may not get it back. He can also sell it to a goy. It's not called mekri mekri b'shabbos. The only reason you're doing it is to get out of an issur chometz. So the Maaseh Mishabura goes on and says, the Maaseh, most of the achronim, and they hold that even if you don't mention a price, you just say, we'll discuss it afterwards, a price, and there's a price which is kavua for such a thing, and we'll go with that price later. Even if you're not mentioning a price, one should not do mekach emem kashavas, even a tzorech mitzvah. If some had a hasid merubah, and I would ask a rov, because it could be the rov will be semich on this, the Maaseh Mishabura does bring down that one can do mekach emem kashavas. The svara, I must say, I didn't really understand.
You know we're going to get it back.
You don't know. The goy won't want to overprice it anyway.
Exactly. He'll get it back. He knows he's going to get it back.
And therefore.
And then is he allowed to do that? Is that getting rid of chometz? Is that getting rid of chometz? You know we're going to get it
back. Most, people have been selling chometz for years and years and years, and they know they're getting their chometz back. Every year, have you ever had the goy turn around and say, I'm not giving you a chometz? You've sold chometz for many years. It's a mechira. The mechira is chal. If the goy turns around after and says to you, I'm taking it, there's no way you can get it off him. And if you can, it wasn't a good mechira. Okay, we've got a couple of minutes. Very, very interesting to shine that comes up now. Also, very negiah for this year. So far we've been through, how can you be matkin on Shabbos?
Yeah.
We've been through what you do Shabbos morning. If you ended up, can you give it matana? Can you do mekach hamemkan? There's a very interesting shaila. What happens on a normal Shabbos? On Friday, somebody does a kinyan with his friend. It should be chal tomorrow on Shabbos. Is that allowed or not? Yeah, you're doing the mekach hamemkan before Shabbos. It should be chal on Shabbos. So there's a tshuvas mashag and the tshuvas shoyle meishiv and the chazan ish. They hold it's mutter. You did your kinyan before Shabbos. It's chal on Shabbos. It's mutter. It can be chal. Oh, one second. We're going to come to that. Because you did most of the transaction beforehand. If there would be exceeda, they would do it at the time of the transaction. The fact that it's chal on Shabbos didn't bother them. But the tshuvas of kiveiga and the tshuvas ksav seifa and the tshuvas of the neza asa, they say you cannot do a kinyan before Shabbos, which would be chal on Shabbos. Says Igris Moshe, since we haven't got a clear raya, not this way, not that way, and Rav Kiva Eiger paskens to be machmi, then one shouldn't do such a thing on Shabbos. Rav Chaim Kinyevsky brings a very nice raya from Mishnah Berurah, what Mishnah Berurah held. There's a shayla of somebody has to do Pidna Ben, and the Pidna Ben falls out to be on Shabbos. So what do we do? We can't do Pidna Ben on Shabbos, we do it after Shabbos. What about, I can do Pidna Ben on Friday, with a Kohen, the whole deal, it should be chal on Shabbos. You make the whole transaction on Friday like a kinyan, and tell the kohen, this kinyan should be chal on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't do it. Why not? Because you won't be able to make a brocha at that time because it's not chal now. Says Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, the kinyan didn't bother him. To do a pidna ben erev Shabbos should be chal on Shabbos. Didn't bother him. What bothered him? The brocha bothered him. So he wanted to bring around the Mishnah Berurah was going with the fact that one can do a kinyan before Shabbos to be chal on Shabbos. So now, this year, when is the transaction chal, or what is the best thing to do? So, normally we sell the chametz before Shor Chamishis. This year, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Very possible, somebody's going to go to a shop at 2 in the afternoon and buy a challah for Shabbos. He wants to have his suda Shabbos. And that challah might be left over. Now that can't be going to the Mechira. Because the Mechira happened at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, whatever you had. This is something you bought afterwards. That can't go to the Mechira you sold earlier. So therefore, it says of Shem Zalman, this year, that when they do Mechira's chametz, what they should do is, they should make it chal somach lechnisas Shabbos.
Sure, they do.
I looked at the MH star today. It seems like it's chal somach lechnisas Shabbos. It's chal just before Shabbos. You don't make it chal in the morning, and therefore anything that person bought can also be nichal and mechira as long as it belonged to him when mechira happened. Lemaisa.
What about Shabbos?
No, you can't have Shabbos afternoon. So the Maram Shik says, Al Pir Kiva Eger, one shouldn't do this, because we just discussed now, one shouldn't do a kin to be called tomorrow. The Maisa, I saw brought down from the God, there's a God of Rebel Yashiv, they say in there, Rebel Yashiv Pesach was, since nowadays, we do Mechir, it's not just one person, the Rav goes, he's selling for hundreds of people, and very likely, somebody may oversleep Shabbos morning or whatever it is, and not eat the challahs that he left over for the meal in the morning. Yeah, he's not. He woke up too late. He came back. The shul slept. He came back. He didn't manage to eat those challahs, and those challahs are not nichal in the mechira. So what are you going to do? And he may have overslept the zman. Once he misses the zman, Isra is over. So Rav Yashi Taka says over there, one should do this. One should sell the chometz on erev Shabbos to be chal on Shabbos morning, but the sof zman Isra. Therefore, any chometz a person has will also be nichal in the mechira the next day on Shabbos. Yes, yeah. The ma'aser of minig is not like that.